Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Kick that!
Nerdist.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Shona Ray and Matt Myra! And please welcome our very special guest, Pete Holmes!
You.
Hello, Peter Holmes.
All right, Pete. Huh?
Enjoy your crispy burrito. Peter Holmes. Oh. This is so great to have you
here. Is my mic on?
I don't think mine's not.
They're on.
Okay.
There's just no monitors.
Welcome to a very special You Made It Weird. Pete, go.
I think I'll just use this one. I'll use this one. This one's better.
Oh, I thought you were leaving, too.
But fuck off.
Would that be okay?
Who made it weird now, bitch?
I just leave. Just leave you guys. You guys, you'd be okay. If I left, you would be fine.
No, I don't know. I love you guys. It's nice to see you.
We didn't say you didn't love us.
Oh, shit.
I guess that's a true point.
Pete just had a, you had your weird.
You had your podcast today.
Why
at
just
Cops.
Today?
Yeah.
Hear how the game has changed.
The game. Pete and I have this dumb inside joke where
somebody just sent me a game changer cologne. Tell the people.
Did. Well, the thing was that when Nerdist started producing podcasts for other people, I was so excited that people were actually hearing it that I said to people like Pete Holmes and Camille, like, you have to do a podcast. It's the fucking greatest thing you'll ever do. It's so great. And I know. And then, so Pete did it. He's like, oh, I want to start a podcast. And within like 4 months, like, people are showing up to show. And I start getting these texts from him. He's like, Hardwick, it's a game changer. Like, it's this podcast thing. So just our own personal meme developed. And anytime I see the word game changer, which is very frequently, oddly.
Yes.
I actually even have a bowling ball called the Game Changer. And
you
I sent
do?
You a picture
oh,
of it.
And you guys send each other DVD copies of Game Change, the HBO original movie.
We absolutely could do that. Well, that would fit in with the meme. So
That's why I said it.
We've been doing that. Are you uncomfortable because we're so close to Google?
Hey!
I don't get that.
Dog or a Bing?
I want to get jokes.
Jonah's the Bing guy now.
I'm not the Bing guy.
Right.
I'm not the Bing guy. I'm a
Jonas,
guy that's in a Bing commercial.
Why don't see the other guys doing Bing commercials?
We're not a Christian band. We're a band that happens to be Christian. I'm not a disgruntled postal worker.
E-trade.
I'm a postal worker. Oh, fuck you.
Oh.
I'm teasing.
I love that baby. Do the voice.
I'm doing
He's
it
been
right
doing
now,
it the entire
man.
Time.
No. Do the voice. The baby voice.
Do people think you do that? Do people do that?
Well, they're always disappointed. No one's ever not been disappointed by that.
Why?
Because they go, do the voice. And I go, I'm going to time out. And then they go, you're not him.
Yeah, yeah, when I saw you, I was like, oh, you look different than you do on those commercials.
I know. You have to have a bitty response. You go like, I'm sorry to disappoint you that it's not actually a magical talking baby.
Yeah.
See, it gets about that laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
But it fills that weird silence where a reminder of our own demise would be.
How is your podcast going?
It's going great. It was awesome today. Yeah.
You like you filled up Cobbs, which is a big venue.
Well, some say the game's been changed.
How much has the game been changed, Pete Holmes?
Is that Sean Connery?
I don't know. This is an older, wiser person talking about
the game.
You've got
to change the game. There's gold in them hills.
Why don't we wear wool PJs with the ass window?
What do you mean? We do. Why don't...
I have a friend that wears them.
They're great.
You wear them?
All the time.
Really?
No, there's no ass window.
Well, there is. It's so you can poop in an outhouse.
It's an ass flap.
Why does it have to be in an outhouse? Why can't you poop indoors like a civilized human being?
I mean, if you're indoors, you might as well just... It's not going to be that cold.
The concept of an outhouse, which really is only...
It's a hole in the ground.
About a century old.
It's a porta-potty made of wood.
It is, but... But it's
with the moon to let you know, only shit at night. And also,
I do same
hey,
with
you day shitting over there, get out of there, son.
Get in the one with the sun. There's no privacy in the sun one.
Yeah,
because it's a circle.
Yeah, just an open door.
Crescent moon lets you know it's time to poo.
It's just a big circle so you can see into someone's strained face.
or if you're really nerdy about it, like I can only shit during that phase of the moon. I can't.
Or after you
is that a child's autograph book?
What? No, this is someone made me
a child's autograph book.
Child's autograph book. Take it to Disneyland. You can get Pluto to sign it. Draws a paw.
Isn't that
what
sad?
Are you doing after the show tonight, kids?
That's Goofy, not Pluto.
Oh, sorry.
Pluto doesn't talk.
Pluto doesn't talk.
Pluto's a dog.
I know.
Mickey's a mouse. Donald's a duck.
They're weird Pluto. Cousin species. Somehow, like, Pluto didn't get the mutant gene that allowed him to walk bipedally and communicate.
I think they'll look down on Pluto a little bit. I feel like people would take Goofy a little more serious if he took off that tiny, tiny hat.
or didn't have a name that was Goofy.
Which came first, Jonah?
The tiny...
Hey, Marcus! Hey, Goofy!
Oh, no! It's stuck to my head! I think this hat's pinching my higher brain functions.
Can I tell you something funny about autograph books? Is one of my first jobs was as a reenactor in Salem, Massachusetts.
What?
This is true.
Burn the witch!
Hang on a second.
We hung witches in America, sir.
You hanged it. You hanged the witches.
Puritans said hanged.
They did.
That was a good save. Have you churned, sir?
Pete,
that sounds like witch talk,
to
Matt Myra.
I had quite a Salem pilgrim fetish when I was a child, because
what?
Let's get into this right now. It wasn't
naked.
You know, he's one of those guys where every once in a while he reveals a little truth about himself, and you go, "Oh God, that makes so much sense."
Yeah.
Those long wool skirts really sealing the flavors.
It was great.
Hester Goodwife.
It came from The Crucible, because I was into that Winona character.
Yep.
And
that was the actress.
And then I figured out, hey, you're 20 minutes away from Salem. Go learn some history.
Maybe Winona's there.
I thought maybe
she's still doing research.
So, you know, that Sturbridge Village, Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
These are all places.
You're in my wheelhouse. Literally in my wheelhouse. All you got to do is put your hands in the air. Everyone will love it.
No, these are all historical places where you can go see hot pilgrim chicks.
And then you just...
You ever hook up with a pilgrim chick while you were...
I married one.
Oh. So, no.
Was she a fellow reenactor?
Wait, so, like you're hanging out with all these hot pilgrim chicks, and then what, do you, like, jerk off in the day house?
I liked it. I liked it.
You come out of the circle, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like you're trying to do a spell.
And then come out of the circle.
And then it shows Indiana Jones where the park is.
Do you married a fellow reenactor?
That's not what I came here to tell you.
I would like to. You're on our podcast now.
you've talked about this a lot on your podcast.
Oh, not really. Let me finish this anecdote.
Not enough. Okay. Go.
Listen, Matt.
Yeah, Pete, go.
No, my wife.
Yep, was a reenactor. Yep.
People think that's a sign that I'm still holding on to her, but I think back, and at that time she was my wife, you know, Borat. So she was the witch and I was the judge, and I would prosecute her.
No, but
we talk about this on the...
Did you guys also do that in the bedroom?
No. We did
now,
not.
Now I'll be the witch, yeah. And you be the judge.
You be Goody Proctor, and I'll be Tituba. Think about him.
Yeah. Well, the thing I was going to tell you was that we would sometimes sign autographs. That's what made it come to mind.
As whom? Like,
well,
as
that's the rub, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I want to be a comedian.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're walking the streets, and you're supposed to be in character. That annoying, like, what is this sound amplifying tool you have?
Right.
Microphone.
Yes.
I know Goody Microphone. She's a loud.
Oh God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that mean?
That's Matt jerking off.
Wait. How much?
I wish it was that rock hard.
How much do you have to hold on? Like, I always think of those situations, the reenactors. Like, if there's some horrible car accident and someone's like, please, you have to help my wife. What manner of horseless carriage is this?
There's a fantastic episode of South Park where they're in a reenactment village and robbers come in, like, these people who have just stolen from the bank and the government or whatever, and everybody that's in it is committing to it, even after they're getting shot in the head and stuff like that. South Park did it.
So what? So what do you sign when you're signing autographs? As
well, that's the thing is everyone. So I was the third to go, and the first guy wrote like Goodman Lowry.
All right.
And I don't know, like remain Puritan.
It's like stay classy, but in olden times.
You son of a bitch!
Remain classy, San Diego.
When you had to show up to the live news, anyway.
Yeah.
Someone wrote, thank
when
you.
When they did their Puritan broadcast. Yeah.
Town crier.
Four more people die for who knows why. It's a turbulent time. Yeah.
Probably
witch!
The devil.
Midway through every report.
Let's go over to Chuck Taylor for our Mitch report. Mitch report?
Chuck Taylor?
I meant witch report. I just looked down at my own shoes.
Yeah, Chuck Taylor!
That's how I improvise.
Are we going to just drop a coffee cup that's going to have Chris Hardwick on the bottom of it?
Yep, that's right. That's right.
That.
Thank you, Pete. Didn't get enough.
How many times on the ride from the airport did I just go, you're very funny? It's my
weird. We had a good ride over.
We did have a good ride.
But we need to find out who you what did
yes,
you sign.
Yes, the second person would sign like Goody Proctor, and then I would write Pete Holmes.
Wait, that's not.
I know, it gets worse.
But with a name.
I put my website.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to ask. But did you try to Puritanize it like WEBSYTE?
Jesus.
I wrote out World Wide Web .PeteHolmes.com. Then I wrote, what is this? And then I burned the edges of the autograph. And I soaked it in tea and crumbled it and gave it to them. And I go, there's treasure on the back.
That was your attempt to keep it in the period was, what is this?
I was the worst employee. First of all, no one was this tall back then.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I know that.
No one.
They're so cute.
Jesus Christ.
They're so cute.
That's not
together.
John Barrowman, man.
When I was embracing you, getting snuggling, really.
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
And he's laughing so hard, it pulsed through me. I was being moved.
Well, you know,
in such a way that I think I'm going to live forever. There should be a line of people that are like, can I?
Yes.
You know why he was laughing? Because that was the most intimately he's been touched in a very long time.
I'll do you one better. It's like someone, you're sleeping on a waterbed, and...
You've lost the entire crowd.
No, you told me don't be mean to you. But you're
what?
On the
you
far,
know? No, no.
You're on the far side of it, and you want to wake me gently.
Hey, Pete, wouldn't that be any bed besides a Tempur-Pedic?
Why does...
Do you work for Tempur-Pedic? Really, if you're not on a Tempur-Pedic, it might as well be a bag of water.
Seriously. Seriously.
Hi, I'm
What's
Earl Tempur-Pedic.
You're Earl Tempur-Pedic?
My sleep number is 9/11. Why are you groaning? That's the best joke of your life.
Baby, you don't want to date me. My sleep number is 9/11. Because you ain't never going to forget what happens.
Remember?
Stand up and, yep, there you go. It's good. Someone's got to go get that. Someone has to get that.
I came so close to hitting very valuable equipment.
Called a human being who was sitting there.
Really?
No, he's all right.
That would
probably
been
a Marine.
No, if he, then he would have run out and twisted Pete's head off like a fucking chicken.
Sam Fisher?
Splinter Cell Conviction is the greatest video game of all time.
You're playing Splinter Cell Conviction?
It's the best game of all time. Do you love it? I love it.
Still stuck on Skyrim.
Really?
Yeah, they released DLC. They released downloadable content in December, and so I've been stuck on the Dragonborn quests.
I'm still stuck on the second level of Toe Jam and Earl.
Oh, God, that Earthworm Jim, you guys.
Yeah. Can't stop making those beats.
Yep.
Earthworm Jim?
That was a Sega Genesis game, Pete.
According to Earthworm Jim?
I don't know. Maybe build a robot suit that you can live in.
That would be funny.
Bring back T4,
that was your
make
Jim
that
Belushi impersonation?
No, that was my Earthworm Jim impression.
My brother was a much funnier Earthworm, but...
Oh, I get it.
Has it been, what has the effect been of the podcast? Because you guys, you talk about real stuff on the show. Like,
yes.
Your stuff, your show is very
personal.
It is very personal.
You did it. You got nice and personal.
It was great.
We talk about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Why do you say that like you don't want to, Jonah?
People are telling me I should get into Doctor Who.
Well, you should.
No? Are you? I know you're the guys that told me. They were on my podcast, and they told me there's a phone booth.
Well, there's like two bros, and they go on crazy time adventures. Oh, wait, that was Bill and Ted.
Which ripped off Doctor Who.
Really?
I don't know if it was ripped off.
It was a reference. Like, Bill and Ted was a reference to Doctor Who. That's why they were in a phone booth.
All of them ripped off Einstein's theory of relativity. What?
Was there really a personal
high five? All right.
Ah! Ooh, I'm surprised it took you that long to make that up.
One. No, you have
I
to
have
do
two,
it.
Quite frankly.
Two.
Three. Point. Oh, wait.
Point.
Point.
Nerds.
What's that?
Semper Pi. You.
Semper Pi.
Wow. That guy came ready. He's like, if fucking Pi comes up.
Oh, boy. I am ready to go.
He's in the crowd.
I did two tours in Afghanistan to come back and tell this joke. This is for Blueberry, Al-Qaeda.
Blueberry.
Look, I had a joke when I first started doing stand-up. Listen to this. It's a false premise.
Okay.
Where I go, I love fortune cookies. Mm. Listen to the mistake of an early stand-up. I love fortune cookies because the Chinese took a teaching. That's a buy right there. Mm-hmm. They took a teaching and they put it in a cookie. I like that. Oh, my God. That's the setup.
Okay.
I feel like we should do that. If they ever baked my algebra book into a pie of some sort, maybe learning would have been more fun. Now, here's the act out. Well, now you have to pretend your mouth is full. Use your tongue.
Oh, pi r squared. Pi r delicious.
So you started comedy in seventh grade. Because of the
big hit. I was a big hit in seventh. It's been downhill since then. I have terrible first jokes. One of my first openers was, I go, my name is Pete. Some of you may recognize me. Some of you might be cognizing me for the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
And I did it, and I felt laughs that were going to exist suck into a black hole.
I will tell you one of my first jokes.
Please.
Which is terrible. It is it was an impersonation. this might date the stand-up a little bit of Alf. It was so bad, I don't know if I can say it out
Please,
loud.
I want you to.
You know, because Alf, of course, was obsessed with the cat, the family cat, because his kind ate cats or whatever. So I was like,
right.
"Hey, Willie, what's with the cat? I said I wanted some pussy." Like, that was a big, that was a joke that I said out loud, unironically, expecting it to destroy the room.
That's like, ones. That's like when you sing, because you're actually really good at an Alf impression, apparently.
That was
and
a great
like,
Alf.
I don't want to sing, and then you bust something out. Do your Alf impression again, because that's actually very good.
Hey, Matt, let's go.
Oh, my God, it's Alf.
Wait.
Oh, wait. Where'd Chris go?
I don't know this Chris you're talking about.
That's great.
You lost it. You lost it. What? You lost it. It just dropped off.
What?
Right
no,
there.
You lost it. I am.
It always just goes back to
losing.
That.
It's like Clayface. He's just going through all this.
Animated series Clayface.
Yes, animated series. Batman the animated series Clayface.
My favorite Clayface. Remember in the animated series, whenever Batman would knock someone off a building, they would make it very clear that he
yes.
was okay.
They had to.
Yeah. So he'd throw someone off the building, and then they'd land in a tree, and I'd be like, I don't know. What kind of sociopathic kid was I? I was like, he's dead.
Yeah.
Well, that was like... That was
and
like,
then his head would move, and it'd go, oh, Batman tossed me.
That was like A-Team, where... They could fire a missile at a Jeep full of terrorists, and it would explode, and they'd all fly out, and then it would cut to them on the ground going,
Wait, like, that's not what happens in war?
No.
Oh, America's got some explaining to do.
We are not indestructible, it turns out.
Semper Pi, bro. Semper Pi.
What are
Semper
some of
why?
Your...
I'm calling back other people's bits from the crowd. Semper Pi, bro.
What are some of your favorite episodes that you've done that people should listen to of the podcast?
Probably the live one with Jonah Ray and Matt Myra and the one-on-one with Chris Hardwick.
Oh, come on.
No, Emily Gordon of our own Indoor Kids is openly my favorite episode.
She's great.
She really fucks my shit up. Meaning... I say things that I think are true. She says the opposite, and then I'm like, oh, she's right.
Yeah. Well, Emily was a therapist. Like, she was...
Yeah, she knows how to get inside of us.
She's smart as fuck.
She's super smart. And I'm kind of a dummy. I connect with girls very quickly, and then, like, I do a lot of, like, snuggling, and I get very intimate very quickly because I married the first reenactor I met.
Sure.
So then, like, what happens is then, like, I'll date somebody, and, like, I get attached very quickly. I think nerds are probably similar to that. Does anybody relate to that?
Well, I think it's the sort of obsessive behavior of, like, once you find something, it's like, I need that times a million.
Yeah.
And you just, it's just like you're all in.
It's so funny that you say that. I don't understand those people that get girlfriends and then see them three times a week. Because what? You must hate your, I don't get it.
Right.
Help me. You get a girlfriend.
I don't understand those people that don't handcuff themselves to their girlfriend so they're in their line of sight at all times.
No, Chris.
I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean.
Well, let me try and make a case for it, but it's not right.
I'll allow it.
I pictured the black judge from The Simpsons. I don't know why. You meet a girl, and you're... Okay, so you're lonely.
I don't follow.
Who laughed the hardest out of that joke? Matt did.
Hey, I'm very funny.
That's pretty good. Okay, so you meet a girl.
I would date you for the jiggle laughs.
At Pete
Have
Holmes.
You guys gone to the gathering of the jiggle laughs?
Very good.
Thanks, Master.
You got two pterodactyls from Pete. Yeah.
I give that joke two pterodactyls.
I'll write it for Hello, Mr. Plain Person on the back. Twice.
So you meet a girl.
Okay, so you're living your life and you're just a guy. And here's what I think is when you're single, you kind of start just like making peace with it. And you love it. Like, I like it. Okay, I like it. And then you meet somebody and you're like, oh, I was lying to myself.
Yeah.
And then it's better to have somebody. And then you're dating them. And then... let's say you're hanging out, and then what are you supposed to do on the nights you're not together? Because, like, you're just, like, watching a movie alone.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
It always feels weird to me. I'm like, Karen should be here. I've never dated a Karen, and I never will.
What do you have against Karens?
I love them too much.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
I know. Yeah. So, look, that's my life a lot of the time, is watching movies alone. And then if you have a girlfriend, she should probably be your favorite person. And then why wouldn't you want to watch a movie with your favorite person? And then you throw sex into it, Chris?
Well, your favorite person might want to spend her own time alone.
Not when she's been on the 9/11 bed.
Does Does that mean your bedroom just has a wall of photos?
No, it means his bedroom was a controlled demolition.
That's what we call it when I lose my erection. Thermite! If you don't get that joke, Google some words. Yeah.
But when you get her in there, it is an inside job. I'll take whatever noise you fucking give me.
I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean. It's just like, if we like each other, why would we be
That's
apart?
The problem. Yeah, but you're absolutely right. The correct answer is because you're a self-reliant Emerson sort of person.
Right.
And you should have your own life.
Sure.
And single Pete, who's in charge right now, he has the controls right now.
Yeah.
He loves it. And okay. then the relationship Pete shows up and goes, would you? I won't lock the door. Please. Please just get in this log cabin. Just get in that log cabin. All right, but don't lock the door. Don't worry, single Pete. And I lock him in there, and then I'm just watching The Notebook. And he's like, let me out!
They said The Notebook is an incredibly sad movie. Which
oh, God.
I,
it's the, have you seen it?
You know, as a big Gosling fan, I've never seen it. I've
really?
Never seen The Notebook.
Don't.
Why?
Do you want control over your body? Because you will
part?
Just cry. You will cry for hours.
Really? I
it
love
is
that.
The saddest so thing I've seen.
Someone loses their
since
notebook.
Since Awakenings.
You know what's crazy?
Since Awakenings.
This is Matt reacting to a sad movie. Oh, this is really a bummer. Well, where are we going next? That's how you
well,
get
we
sad.
Well, we had business to do. We had to get here to do this.
But you did Movie Interruption during it, right?
Oh, you just watched The Notebook.
Yeah, oh, so you did Movie Interruption during a really sad movie? What,
yeah.
How did? Was there ever a moment
well,
where everyone was like...
Well, I just made fun of the science of dementia.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
And what kind of a toll that can take on the hemispheres of the brain.
Yep.
And memories of your children.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what
it
is.
Yeah, it was a laugh riot. It was just a nonstop laughs.
I wonder why Doug... What, did it work, though? Did the show
yeah,
work?
Yeah, it was fine. It's a real bad movie.
Jonah was great.
Is it a bad movie?
I was better. I didn't mean that.
Jonah's vegan now, which is...
Are you?
Yeah. I went vegan.
Why are you sad about this?
Are you made of burgers? Is like,
have you walked outside? You're in fucking San Francisco.
They're still in San Francisco right now.
You look good.
Thanks.
We are in the Marine Theater.
This is actually international territory.
We can gamble
international
in here.
Waters?
Yeah.
Bring out the goats. Wow. If you had to fuck one animal.
Yeah.
Which is...
I'm
going to go with deer.
Deer? What? Panda. Everyone
Wait,
knows
no,
that.
No,
it's
no,
like
no,
fucking
no, no.
Mount Myra.
No. A panda?
Wait, what?
After watching what a panda does to solid
Chinese.
Bamboo with their teeth, you would not want the panda. But
yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like a All deer right. would be too skittish.
No. Patch
well,
of berries.
Chris, you like that.
Chardonnay. Pour it over the berries. And I'm just the right height for a deer, if you think about it.
Well, what kind
no,
of deer?
No, you're the right height for a moose.
I've dated a moose, and I wanted her to come over every night.
She was part of the reenactment, and part of the livestock.
Back in the day, livestock could be like judiciaries in 1692.
Absolutely.
Put it to the moose.
Bro.
He moved his antlers. We're going to murder
he's
you.
He's a witch.
They can't move their antlers independently.
I didn't even consider pandas.
Yeah.
I feel like you're the closest I'll get, Myra. Let's do this.
I think most people would have sex with cats because of the unnatural fascination with cats.
No, no one would
on
have sex
internet.
With a cat.
You're being elf again.
What? Yeah. I said I like eating a cat. Out. Hey, Willie. I just said hey. Hey, Willie. Hey, Willie.
Oh, Willie. Here's how you do Willie. Elf. Out. Put it. Out. No.
You're having a stroke.
crack.
Can't you use alien technology to fix my brain? There was Alf cartoon was really fucking awesome. There was an Alf cartoon
Gordon,
on.
Gordon, put him in
yes,
stitches.
Yes, Gordon. Yes, Gordon.
Gordon. Gordon.
Yes,
put him in stitches. Ain't no one like you in this place.
It's a fucking awesome cartoon.
Yeah. Don Melmac Mattingly.
Yes. This is
played
so
good fishball.
Great.
This side of the table just got awesome.
There was an Alf comic book too. And I remember I was reading it, and on this table, it was in Melmac.
Yep.
There was a can, of course.
Yep.
There was a can of Yoda soda,
which
just melted my brain.
All right, Matt feels unincluded now. Why don't you crash into me? Which is what Alf sang when he crash landed on.
I don't get it.
You love DMB?
Love them. Yeah.
I thought we all just like woke up one day and we're like, not anymore.
I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, that was for me. That was the second day I heard him.
Didn't get the memo, Pete.
Not a memo, just an awakening.
Actual reaction I had walking down the street. I think it was this morning. Might have been yesterday. Oh shit! I let my Dave Matthews Band fan club membership expire. Stopped in the street.
Who are you?
I stopped in the street, guys. Luckily, I was in the grace period.
Oh, how long?
I have been a member since December 7th, 1998.
How long? What are the benefits of it? Having to not have to hear them?
Is the grace period forever? Like, why? What is
I don't
the
know
grace
how long
period?
The grace period is.
I think the grace period is forever.
I'm not going to chance it.
Do you have like a certain...
I have seniority.
Do you have a certain like member number that gives
yes.
you...
Yes.
Oh, so, okay. So you
how
get,
long is the grace period?
I don't know, but I joined the seventh day that this thing started.
Upon the seventh day, Matt and Myra joined the Dave Matthews Band fan club.
Yes. And I ascended into the front row.
And on that day, all those years ago, they started playing All Along the Watchtower. It's still going.
Are you on the road at all? Are you touring at all?
No, not really. Like you, I just did my hour, which
I really
be...
want a Chris Hardwick soundboard that has these questions he does to rein us back in. One of them is, are you on the road a lot?
The only reason I asked is because I just did a club in Tacoma that was really awesome, the Tacoma Comedy Club, and they said...
That's the pie.
They said we've been trying to get Pete Holmes, and I said, I will have to tell him that it's a fucking awesome club.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you hate when you don't get that word? You just wonder, like, what your agent is doing? Like, he says you guys are cunts.
What was that? I have a personal wait service that's Paul or Storm.
That?
I'm not sure.
Oh,
can't tell the difference.
No. You're mistaken. The Woodstock show is still going on from last night. Arr! Dejected arr!
Who was that? I can't see.
That was Paul of Paul and Storm, who is amazing. They're an amazing band, a comedy duo. And they did Woodstock. We did Woodstock here last night on this very stage. And did like an hour-long rendition of The Captain's Lament, which was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
I met them backstage, and I thought they were doing a bit. Because they said, I'm Paul and this is Storm, and we're a comedy duo.
Yep.
And I said, oh, you're a folk duo. Like, I just started, I thought I was yes-anding a bit. I was like, oh, I've heard of you guys, you're that folk duo.
And they are.
And they must just reek of folk duo.
Well, I wouldn't say folk duo, but you guys, they were in this really great a cappella group called Da Vinci's Notebook, and then they formed Paul and Storm, and they're very, very funny.
But they're not a cappella any longer?
No.
No, they have a guitar.
I've never understood a cappella, really.
Well,
guys,
you never understood rockapella then.
Acapella is a gateway drug to rockapella.
Is there a quick acapella for Paul and Storm song that you can come out and do for like for 1 minute just to show Pete?
Yeah.
The beginning of Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Do you have, is it?
Is there?
We can't do an hour of Kevin.
Where's my drink, Storm?
Here, just... Can you do a duo two a cappella, or do you need?
Did you know I was doing a bit?
I seriously didn't. I just figured you didn't know who the fuck we were. Turns out I was correct.
That is true.
So let's just.
And I apologize.
Any kind of demonstration of a cappella for Pete Holmes, who doesn't?
Yeah, a nice 6 minute song that'll get me over. Freebird, here, no charge. There you go, right there. I got it. Thanks, man. Dude, we need a tall person with us at all times.
Serious.
I got scared by you. Okay, just the first verse of this song, I guess. This is a song about boxing nuns.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present our title bout for the evening. In this corner, weighing in at 114 pounds. By way of the Sisters of Our Lady of the Immaculate Right Cross. With a record of 23-1, with 15 knockouts, 3 TKOs, 2 decisions, 3 conversions, and 1 exorcism. The...
Another soul saved!
Paul and Storm, ladies and gentlemen.
I still have no idea what they do.
So, Pete, you're going on the road now? Is that what's happening?
It's like Simon and Garfunkel, but they say jokes. But I'm not shitting on them.
Bridge
they're
over
right
troubled
there.
Water
would I
is
shit
hilarious.
On them?
They're amazing. They're amazing.
But that wasn't. That's not what I understand to be a cappella. A cappella is, you know, where you go like, I'm a bass. Ba-doo, boo, boo. Boo, doo, boo, doo.
I'm a treble bang.
I go out walking after midnight searching for you. People listening and turn the podcast off. They go out after midnight to take their own lives.
I hate myself.
So it's like that.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
So it's like that sort of thing.
The warrant.
When you did the, your hour has...
Do you go on the road much?
It is a legitimate question! When is your special air?
April, I think.
Have you started the new hour yet, or you have not started?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. You're working on your new thing.
Yeah. How's it been going so far?
I really like it. I like that time. It's funny, when you see a stand-up working on new stuff, I feel like... I know it just turned into Charlie Rose, but I have that gear...
So I want you to stare into my dead eyes for a second. In this weird neutral background, I've been drinking all day. You can probably smell the booze through the television set.
We also used it to polish this table.
I'm mostly decayed inside at this point.
He is animatronic, isn't he?
He is. So let me ask you one more question, Mr. President. 87 years.
The serious answer... is when a stand-up is doing new stuff, you'll see him that night, whoever it is, do it the way, and it's a bit for the first time. He's had the notes, he's had the thoughts, and then he does it, and like you'll probably see it on their expression, like, that's it. And then that's what's interesting about watching a comedian when they start, because from that moment on, they'll always be doing an impression of the first time they did it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about it. You'll see it kind of at its best. Because you have, I'm a loon, and I have all these post-it notes all over my apartment that just say weird things.
Yeah.
Like, I masturbate because I'm decent, is
right.
One of them.
Right.
Like, decent at masturbating?
Oh, I'm very good at masturbating, Jonah. 10,000 hours?
Yeah, but... Well, you're an outlier.
Yeah, laser, I hope you did. And then, so anyway, those thoughts come together, you know, when you're not necessarily writing, but you know these are the 5 things I think about in forms. And then, like I said, from that moment on, it'll always be trying to recapture that magic.
Fuck, you said 10,000 hours, and I should have said Malcolm very Gladwell. But I didn't. I didn't get to it in time. I didn't get to it in time.
Oh, now
I'm glad you brought us back to it, then.
Hold on. There's others here.
I never thought about that. Like copying the... There is that moment
where...
Wait,
is that what the dog saw? Gross.
What?
Yeah, that was good. That was good. That was good.
Thanks for bringing us back to that, man.
You do one later, Jonah. You do one later.
Don't point at me.
We...
Oh, shit, the curtain's up.
I guess it is that moment where you kind of hit a joke and then it hits and then your brain just goes, picture locked, and then you just clink and then it just kind of digs in.
Yeah. Well, one of the weird things is that one of the weird ironies is to get a bit good, you need to do it in front of a good crowd and they laugh and then you're like, and then that gives you the validation to go to the next place. I think of it like some crowds don't give it to you and they don't leave Santa the cookies and they still want Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
What? The weird thing is you have to leave the cookies in faith that Santa will come. And then the laughing and the good crowds will get the better lines, and then that locks it in.
Do you have
that special time, there's something chemical that happens between that audience that fuels the performer to get to that place and think of that line and riff that thing, and you'll see it on his or their face. I'm sorry to keep making it masculine because I'm thinking of myself, to be honest. But you'll see it on their face. And
you?
There's something chemical and beautiful. I know. Big fan.
What if you're like, and then you see it on her face. But I think a lot of that has to do with the sort of, like, you know, because you form a relationship with the audience, much like dating. Like, sometimes there's just like a, you know, it's just the energy.
Well, not to be weird, I always, people that listen to the podcast know that I liken it to sex. There's something sexual happening.
So basically what this audience is really good tonight, so Pete's going to expect that you guys all hang out every night. He's not going to understand why he has to watch a movie alone if he can't watch it with 600 people.
I mean, kind of.
What is an example? Do you have an example of a joke that you can remember that worked once and you're like, new bit, and then it never worked again?
Oh my God. I know that's happened. I feel, you know, I get more stubborn as I go, and it's my new thing, and I have to watch it because, you know, I do have a pretty decent sized ego, except when I don't. But now, you know, you have your dips, but then you have those, I'll do a joke, and if they don't laugh, I mean, I do it all the time. I go, you guys are wrong. You're wrong. You're completely wrong. and then the joke becomes my insisting that it's funny. So that might be my armor against that, but that certainly has happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you do have to believe in yourself. Even if you're not doing stand-up on stage, if you say something and you think it's funny, there's a way to make other people see what you saw. You just, like, have to remember to let them in on that. And this just isn't stand-up advice. This is just joke advice. Sometimes I'll say something to somebody, and I'm wondering why they're not laughing, but I said the third part, and I forgot to say the first part and the second part.
Oh, right.
Because they're not in my brain. I was like, you weren't picturing those babies 69-ing.
Well, that happens a lot when you're...
I'm still thinking about it.
That happens a
lot.
Wait, like
which of the E-Trade babies is it?
That happens a lot if you're like on the third show of a night and you're like,
yeah.
Did I say that first part in this show or was that the 8
That's
o'clock
why
show?
I hate multiple shows in a night. Give me a Thursday night one show. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
And then it's sad. Like you start feeling like it is a little bit rote and then you are really doing an impression of when you were enjoying yourself. Where you do 3 shows on a Saturday. Have you ever done
a
10 and a midnight?
And it's funny, you are most exhausted after the first show, and then you're like, I still have to do this 2 more times, and I don't know where the energy's going to come from.
I've seen people, I was opening for, I don't think you'd mind me saying, it was Gaffigan, and I saw him repeat a bit.
Because Pocket!
Know that he had already done. Imagine he did Hot Pockets 20 minutes past his third show on a Saturday.
Oh, did he just repeat a bit? I don't think they're going to like that very much.
Hey, why don't you shut up over there? We're trying to enjoy the show.
No, you keep it down.
You keep it down.
Well, that's what he did when he started. When he did the inside voice, at a certain point, he started creating other voices to heckle the inside voice.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, why is he doing another voice?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just fun.
So he just rolls a bottle of lithium on the stage. Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
How did he get out of it? Did he do the
We're
voice?
We're friends. It's okay. You all backed out.
How did he get out of it? Repeating the bit.
He did exactly what you said. He goes, "That's silly." And then he was back.
And then he was fine.
And then he was completely fine. But that is lunacy.
Yeah. Are you doing any other shows at Sketchfest? Or was it
doing 3 shows tonight.
Are you serious?
No, well, this one, and then I'm doing a 10:30, and then I'm doing an 11:45. So there are two shows, but those are short sets, so you mix it up, and you have fun, and people are happy, and it's good. So we're talking about hour sets.
Nobody
in their right mind wants to talk for 3 hours.
3 hours at least.
Except me.
I'm talking to two people that put out at least 3 hours of podcast a week.
Yeah.
That's true. But not alone. We don't just stand and talk alone.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
What just happened? Did you just snatch the stone from his hand? You realize there's a huge Oedipal thing happening. Both of these guys want to beat you in a foot race. Do you understand?
Never going to happen for me.
It's not a race. It's not a race.
Can I tell you, that was my tweet before the show where I said, and it didn't work. I said, who's going to die first, Matt Myra or Jonah? And I wrote, heart versus liver.
And the audience groaned when it came up on the Twitter wall.
And then I went, they didn't know it was me.
Or they did they? Did you know it was Pete?
It just didn't work.
What do you guys think?
Serious question.
So let's do a round. We'll do a round of applause. We'll do a round of applause. Heart.
No, wait. This is a flawed experiment.
Just trying to summon Captain Planet.
No. This is a flawed experiment because you're one of the subjects, and so you will sway the crowd.
He's right.
No, I wouldn't do that. Hearts.
Jonah. Jonah, sit down. Your liver can't take it.
Our liver.
No.
Want to see Matt Myra move like that?
That was so mean and funny.
Thank you.
That was so mean and funny.
Hey, you know what?
Welcome to our dynamic, Pete.
We have them to do it.
THX.
It's called Quemant, so let's
just go. It's a Quemant. No.
It's a Quemant.
It's a Quemant.
It's a croissant.
We haven't done it.
It's a crescent moon on the outhouse.
Oh, you got to take a poom.
You take a poom.
Emily.
Oh, my God.
Emily.
Oh, my God. Emily, I got a poom.
That voice makes... I do this voice.
The Emily voice?
No, not that voice. I do a voice of Chloe's dog, Diego, where I make him, like, mildly off. Because he poops on the floor, so I just go, Mama, I poop on the floor for you. And she's like, fucking don't you ever do that voice again. Mama, why won't you take me outside? I just...
Chris.
Mama, I leave a brown present for you on a bed. I made it with my body.
Chris, when you say... When you say off, what's the word you really want to use?
Just be proud of it.
All right, we'll take questions, comments, Quent. I think we have time.
Hey, a Houseu shirt.
I think we have time for like 3 Quements.
300.
This gentleman's hand went up first. This gentleman's hand went up first.
I know.
And I recognize him because he's been to other shows that we've done. Here he comes, bounding through the audience.
Oh, he kind of makes the thing I said earlier.
Wearing his Attack of the Show shirt. All right. May it rest in peace. Hello. What is your comment?
Before I get to it, because of last year's show, which shall not be named apparently, I ended up with 5 new Twitter followers.
You did what?
I ended up with 5 new Twitter followers.
You got 5 new Twitter followers because someone who was a guest on the show last year broke a little bit during the show.
Oh, shit, I remember that.
I didn't say who it was.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, good. Well, it's good to see you again. Thanks for coming back. Again, repeat customers. Yes.
Chris, what? They're fans, not customers.
What?
Treat them with respect. They're fans. They're human beings. They're not fucking monetary values.
Customer's always right. thank you for, was there, yes.
Oh, when you were doing that, humming earlier, kind of sound like the music from that Andy Kaufman special when they're doing a retrospective on him. Bum, 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 and all that.
Oh, yeah, I guess it did, yeah.
That was really weird.
I think you just lost those 5 Twitter followers. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I apologize, podcast listeners.
No, you're fine. What is your Twitter account so people can follow you?
Lokdasad 6. Capital L, lowercase. Sorry.
Yeah, let's...
Capital L.
I'm immortalized. Lower, thank you.
Underscore. Yay!
It's Holmes with a Z.
You had a Grammy, didn't you?
I did. I wanna.
You're gonna make it after all.
Sorry.
Thank you.
What's your...
Oh.
What is this part of the show?
Pete, this is the where he goes out into the audience and has
it's
people,
questions. We're taking audience
and has people tell him how great his book is.
I
want to
know what their spirit animal kigurumi.
Oh, if you could buy a kigurumi, if you could buy animal pajamas, what would your spirit animal be, Pete? Well, Pete already said he would fuck a deer, so probably a deer. I mean, unless you want to be like, unless you want to, you know,
what?
Yeah. Who's the corgi? I'm
how
clearly the corgi
know,
in this group.
How did you know what that question was so fast?
Yeah. What? Yeah, to us it sounded like this. If anyone... Oh, Chris.
Oh, what he wants to know is if you had spirit animal, yeah. And you wanted pajamas.
Okay, I don't know if anyone's going to...
It's just all of us...
Yeah, no, what spirit animal
I don't know if anyone's going to get this reference, but it's like the old SNL sketch, Jackie Rogers Jr.'s $100,000 jackpot wad, where he's like, this is chocolate babies. Yes.
chocolate babies.
And the Kremlin over here. Yes, sir.
Halsu.
First... Yes, Hausu. First of all, the sleep number 9/11 joke, greatest joke I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Dan Pasternak from backstage tweeted me the Tempur-Pedic 9/11. He went, Tempur-Pedic 9/11, something, something, something Bush.
Wait a minute. You checked your Twitter account during the show?
No, he texted me, and my text went off, and I had to check it because we're always connected.
My question is for my daughter and I. Why is Gersberms not on iTunes?
Oh, because we couldn't sell it because it has, like, there were so many people involved, like Haley Williams and Swedish Chef, and so
well,
we sort of pitched the idea of, like, can we sell this on iTunes? And they were all like, oh, no. how old is your daughter?
13.
That's unfortunate after what's happened here tonight. That is unfortunate after the things that have been said out loud by adults.
As a group,
tonight.
Let's all collectively apologize to the 13-year-old child.
She listens to this show more than I do.
She does. You're a horrible father. Horrible. Why would you ever let that happen? Why would you let that happen? But you got Dr. Horrible goggles on, or they could just be generic steampunk. I'm not sure. I don't want to mash on you.
I regret most of my stand-up.
Can I ask? Me too.
Yes!
Well, can I ask, did you like the pie are delicious joke?
She's way smarter than that. She's way smarter than that.
I'm very pleased with myself.
What kind of... You're wearing a Shaun of the Dead shirt.
Yes.
That's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I guess.
What else? What other kind of stuff? What do you kids like these days?
Wait, hold on. What year were you born in?
No, wait, don't do it! Don't do that! That's
yes,
the worst thing
yes,
you can
I
do!
Got we have
shit.
To know!
All right, okay, whatever...
We need to know!
Okay.
What is it? What
whatever,
is it?
Whatever answer is about to come out of this young woman's mouth is going to bum out
I
the
got
entire
it.
Theater.
I'm okay.
What year were you born? Quickly.
1999.
Jesus Christ!
I was in the Dave Matthews Band fan club before you were born!
Oh, my God. Oh, that hurts. That hurts
guys,
me
my
inside.
Heart and my liver. My heart and my liver hurt.
Yeah, liver's about to win.
You were...
So tonight
were
we're going to be born
Carson
like it's...
Carson Daly was already irrelevant.
What a weird thing for anybody to think. Like Carson Daly ever mattered to anything.
He mattered to me!
Hey, 99. Y2K bug, you don't know what I'm talking about because... That was 99, and you didn't have to worry
99.
About that. You didn't
Did you
have to
get
worry
the
about
sleep
that.
Number joke?
She got it.
Probably.
Three?
She,
I remember nothing from
she
three.
She was born,
anyway,
and
you're
sleep
awesome.
Number beds were
Thank you
just
for coming.
About to happen.
I think maybe we have time for one more question, which I will leave back here in this Miami head. Yes.
To repeat a question that came from space from an astronaut on the ISS, if you have one free night in space, what would you do?
Can we
a free night in space? Well, everything's closed, so I don't know. Like, where do you... Is there, like, a drive-through? A free night on the International Space Station?
I would just do what I would do every night, which is try
Cry.
Not to die.
I would be having horrible anxiety, like, I'm weightless, I can't be on the Earth. Like, I would not be. I think there are space travelers and non-space travelers. I don't think I'd be a good space traveler. I need to be on ground. This is very defensive body posture. Why don't you open up a little bit?
Must protect the row.
Okay, I'll just one more.
Can I hug Matt Myra?
I think you have to now.
It's pretty dark over there.
Uh-uh, you ain't hugging my man. Matt, sit down. Matt, sit
down.
Let
him throw.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Baby, no.
You're very welcome. Oh, what do you got? Team, I can't see. Oh, Team Rose. Oh, that's adorable. Doctor Who coming back. New companion. I like her a lot. And Steven, how are you? Madman with a Box. Nice to see you. You Madman with a Box podcast.
That's right.
That is your podcast. That's a Doctor Who podcast. One question from this side of the room, just so we feel like everyone. Who has a good Quement? Now, seriously, put your hand down if it's not the most amazing Quement ever.
Do the Donahue voice.
Okay. I'll go with you, ma'am, because you seemed pretty confident in your... This is going to be a little awkward. Excuse me!
Okay. So, I was wondering, there has to be a bit that you guys definitely thought was going to be the funniest thing ever. I mean, this would apply to everybody.
Right now, it's what I just did. Because I'm on someone's bony leg and my face is almost up your dress. For which I humbly apologize. So you want to know, like, what bits we've done that we thought would be hilarious that didn't work?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God damn it. This is a terrible idea. Pete, what's a bit that you thought would work that didn't work? You said you
No, I thought of one while she was... I had a bit kind of on the Puritan... Before birth control, women would eat specific plants. Listen to how bad this is. Women would eat specific plants that were believed to make it less likely for you to get pregnant. Here's the punchline. So back in the day, you would ask a girl to go to a salad bar. Now, you're right, and I agree to not laugh.
I like it.
But there was a time, hand quivering, I wrote that down going... This is going to open up a new dimension.
It's those ones where you almost have to pull your car over because you're laughing so hard.
You have no idea.
I think mine was... That was eighth grade.
That was still my seventh year prime.
I think
who loved it? Salad bar! She's still reading popsicles. She loves that shit. Where do snowmen dance? At the snowball! Ah!
That's a one pterodactyl.
That's a one tear.
Two
one turning. Tear.
I think mine was...
Who are we kidding? She probably smokes and drives a Harley.
It was some sort of a... It was just one joke that I couldn't figure out how to fit into something, but it basically had to do with... the slave Leia outfit creating Tauntaun Toe, and I thought that was the funniest thing ever. But then the other part of it is that it doesn't work because the slave Leia costume has a panel in the front, and so for a lot of reasons, it's not funny. And then
I just got it.
That's what you want your audience to react. But
I just got that. The main feature of the slave Leia outfit is that it's bronze and creates no lines whatsoever. You could have a gaping vagina, and they're not going to know until the unveiling. Once Han is de-thawed and gums hard in another place, we're done here.
All right. I can't get it up.
Hibernation sickness. I'm going to finish this one solo. Okay.
That's an end.
We did it.
Hey, guys. Who wants to play Wookiee Cookie? All right. We almost said we got to wrap it up soon because there is another show. Where I have some news that is going to... One rendition of the pirate song is the length of another show. Like, that is entirely too long. I think we don't have time... And we were informed, and I'm really sorry, but we're not. I feel really bad. We will not be able to come out after the show because I know, because the UC, I, it's, the UCB is doing Wookie the UCB cookie? Show. What?
Did you hear that guy? Like, Chris, let the Wookiee win. You're going to go out.
I know, the UCB has a show at 9:30, so we have to be done.
Oh, they don't pay their comics, and they make us not go out. Fuck you, UCB! You've only given us everything.
What is their problem?
We
they're
want
charging,
everything
they're making $1,000 a week in New York City. They could pay the rent and pay the comics. Dumbest thing I've ever
I'm
heard.
A big fan of UCB.
I love the UCB. For.
As do I. As do I.
They could pay the people that are working all night long, but they can't pay the comics $5.
Someday you're going to be homeless and that's what you're going to be shouting.
Are you telling me?
I'll let you lay down on my jiggle lap
for
a nickel.
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Oh, it's just going to be a lot of parts of jokes. You didn't
9/11 sleep number.
And you're going to sound fucking crazy.
One time a man from the darkness wanted to hug me and I did.
Ah, Tauntaun Tau!
Doesn't show. Finish it solo. Give me some money.
That was the time I wanted a fucking deer.
Attack of the Show T-shirts.
Just lost 5 Twitter followers.
Acapella. Do 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 do. He does all 5 parts somehow, impossibly. Do do do. Pow!
You were born in 99.
Looks like Liver's about to win. Pow!
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out to the Nerdist Podcast. Thank you so much. We adore you. Enjoy your burrito, everyone. Thank you for coming to SF Sketchfest.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT. Stream free on Amazon Freevee or Prime Video.